The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
I speak to you in God's holy name. God, the Creator, God, the Redeemer, and God, the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Today in our readings, we began with hearing the Ten Commandments. We heard one version of the Ten Commandments, the version that comes from Exodus. And then we heard from Paul in his letter to the Philippians. And Paul, by this time in his life, was in prison. And he was talking to the Philippians about how he had been a Pharisee and he had left his Pharisaic ways, which were all about rules, 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 doctrine, 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 and instead had thrown all that away and taken the risk and followed Jesus Christ. And in a loving way, I love God, God loves me, and I will follow God, and encourage others to come. And then we heard from Matthew's Gospel, the parable from Jesus about the vineyard. And we know that this parable was interpreted long after the death and resurrection of Jesus. And in this parable, we have Jesus talking about, in the vineyard, making it similar to the land of the whole community of Judaism, and how it was led by the Pharisees, and how God had established this and then moved on, but when came back, the Pharisees had taken over and were abusing the people through their own rules. And finally, Jesus was sent by God. And in the parable, we know what happened. Jesus was crucified. But the message given by Matthew, the cornerstone of our church life, is Jesus Christ. For us today in 2017, what does that mean? It first of all means that on this Thanksgiving Sunday that we understand that God loves all of God's creation and that God loves us. And that all of us here have been gifted. And throughout the centuries, people of every race and region and color and religion have recognized that we are thankful for what we have from God. However we understand God, there's always been thanksgiving that what we have is not just of our own making, and that we are connected with all that we have. Yesterday I attended a conference of sponsored by Roman Catholic, Anglican, and Orthodox churches on the environment. It was an amazing experience where people talked about how we, if we are to have future thanksgivings, a future life, we must move away from our old ways of thinking and move into a new way of thinking. That the ways that we have done and the way we have done things is leading us on a path of destruction. And in fact, people are talking about the sixth extinction, and we're into the beginnings of it now. And we must change our ways. And all of us who are involved in proclaiming God and God's love, also in love, say, we have to remind everyone about this. And that we must invite those who are listening to spread this word to others. And we had the Patriarch of the Orthodox Church, the Pope, and the Archbishop of Canterbury getting together and saying, we have to encourage people to talk about being aware of creating a sustainable planet. And we can do it if we act, but if we do nothing, we will perish. And they also reminded us, and I thought it was really quite interesting, that they invited in people from other faith expressions and people of no faith. And they echoed something that I've felt for a long time. Maybe I like it because they're echoing something I said. But they said, climate change knows no boundaries, knows no color, knows no religion, doesn't care if you're religious or not. What's happening to the planet affects us all. And it's all of us together in encouraging our politicians to change their ways. Now, we've heard in our own country in the last week great gnashing of teeth about the canceling of the Eastern pipeline. Well, we have to talk to those politicians. They're not so much out here, but they're in the east of us, Alberta and east. If you have relatives, talk to them and say, well, we have to start thinking about the consequences of our actions. If we want our great-great-grandchildren yet to be born, who we'll never know, to have a life, we have to act now. Politicians only act for 3 years away or the next election. We have to start getting smarter. The world is many millions of years in age. We actually, as human beings, as it was pointed out yesterday, are sort of a mosquito on the planet. And if we were eradicated, the planet would recover and carry on. But I kind of like the planet. And I like being here with you and you with me. And we want that to happen in generations to come. Many of us here have children. And we expect that they're going to have children. But we want them to have a life. But the time to start planning is now. And the only way the planning is going to happen, we have to educate our politicians and decision makers that it's not about the next year or the next election or the next 5 years. But we have to start thinking 50, 100, 200 years away. And the only way they're going to get that message is if we act. And so the leaders of the churches were encouraging all of us who were in attendance to spread this word that we want to have 100 years from now when all of us will be gone from this planet, that there is a Thanksgiving, that there is a harvest, that there is a life. And we have to start now. And just as Paul said, I'm going to throw away all the rules I had when he was talking to the Philippians and said, I take the risk and I put everything I have into the love of Jesus Christ and following his message of love. I'm inviting us today on this Thanksgiving Sunday to get beyond our safe zones and start taking risks wherever you go and wherever you are about preaching the need of being aware of what's going on around us and getting the people who tend to put their heads in the sand to take it out of the sand, stop being ostriches, and look around and act. I could have given you a really nice time of lovely velvet and syrupy sermon. But that doesn't help. We are called by Jesus Christ to be prophets in our own time. We are called by Jesus Christ to get beyond the denominations, to get beyond even faith groups and have a bigger message. To become conscious ourselves and yet get bigger. Everything I see around me here today, both the giftedness that signs like the painted bottles and the nursing gear and the produce from the land, are all signs of talents and skills and gifts from God. And we thank God for that. But we want people 100 years from now to be equally able to thank God. Some of you may have heard this. The recounting about tea this morning on the radio. I don't know if any of you did. But talking about this woman who's a tea merchant in Victoria, how tea has changed in the last 25 years because of climate change. that tea is not as good today as it was 20 years ago. That the tea itself from China and India has changed because of the change in the weather. Things are happening. And the time for us to act is now. And so today, as we receive the sacrament, as we give thanks for all the giftedness that we have, and we give this thanks to God, we also know we have a responsibility. We have a gift, you also have a responsibility. And part of our responsibility is to use our energy and our smartness to educate those around us, as well as think about it for ourselves, that we are calling for sustainability. Because if we don't, our generations to come, people who we want to love, people who are a part of us, will perish. It will end up like the dinosaurs. And maybe someday in the future, if we don't act, the birds will open up a thing like they have at Drumheller, where we have the dinosaurs, we'll have human skeletons around and say, this is what people were like. And we'll have rusted out cars, and this is what they had. And I don't know how the animals that will be doing it will bring it there, but they'll find a way. But I really don't want that. God has given us an intelligence, and we have to use it. And I pray that as we receive the sacrament, we are imbued again by the understanding that we are part of the kingdom of heaven now, and that God lives within us. We all have a divine spark, and that we are called, as that spark is re-emphasized, to go out and bring the messages to others as well as to ourselves. May God bless us all as we give thanks and as we journey. Amen.